Well, here we are. Somebody asked me the other day, you know, Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. I said, yes. You know, it's the 14th of February. I said, yes. Well, that's Valentine's Day. And I said, yes. Can't you do something about it? And I said, no. It's simply a quirk of the calendar where Easter falls, over which I have no control. In fact, there was a very large battle fought within the church many, many, many centuries ago at the outset of Christianity that actually is the reason why the church split in two between Catholic and Orthodox back, you know, in the 11th century, all over the question of when the date of Easter was. So if you think I'm going to get all tied up with what the day of Ash Wednesday is only because it conflicts with St. Valentine's Day, you've got another guess coming. But I understand where that line of questioning comes from, because this morning, as perhaps many who have a beloved in their life know, this morning I got a card and three boxes, two of which contained a great deal of chocolate. And as I opened each one, I took a deep breath and laid it aside, saying, thank you. Opened the second one, found even more delectable things there, and said, thank you. And God be good to me, they're still on the coffee table. They have not been, the seal has not been cracked. Yeah, it is a conflict of sorts. A conflict between the flesh and the spirit, which is a good thing for us to think on this Ash Wednesday. Because if you know who I am and you know me, it is an existential property to have chocolate around at all times. And it's the very old custom and something that I continue to follow, that I often try not to indulge in lots of sweets and delicacies during the Lenten season. It's just something that I've chosen for myself as a discipline for this very reason. Because it reminds us that there are two natures within us, and often, as St. Paul describes, they are at battle with one another. And in fact, that's what Ash Wednesday is about. It's to remind us that we are but flesh, and that what is flesh is not lasting. What is of this world does not last. What lasts forever, as St. Paul would say, is the spirit, is the soul. And while these two things unite to make us truly who we are, as children of God in the midst of the world, there is still a bit of conflict between the two. And so the church, in its wisdom for these many, many centuries, has given us this day, this Ash Wednesday, not only to get a smudge on our heads and to have some cryptic words, remember that you are dust and into dust you shall return, but rather to help us to hold up a mirror to ourselves. Now, most of us hold up a mirror and we're usually making ourselves pretty in the process, making sure every hair is in place, or if you're in my case, that all the nose hairs are gone, and that the part is in the right place and the comb over works. But then there's that full-length mirror. And that's always the one that's difficult to stand in front of, but usually not so bad unless you're standing in front of it naked. And when you do that, all of a sudden you begin to see all of the bumps and protrusions where they're not supposed to be. You begin to see the dimples where there used to be smooth flesh. You begin to see that maybe I'm not the svelte figure I think myself to be. And it's a lesson in brutal honesty. That's why we don't do it very often, because it's hard. It's hard to examine ourselves that way. But you see, Ash Wednesday is not about holding up a full-length mirror so that we can look at our bodies, although it wouldn't be a bad idea. It's really a day to hold up a mirror so that we look at our souls. So we see our souls naked, because that's the way God sees them. Even in our bodies, no matter how we pretty it up or place beautiful clothes over them, how we adorn ourselves with nice-looking, nice-smelling things, none of that fools God. God sees beyond all of that. God sees us for who we are in the flesh. It's like standing in front of the mirror naked. When you're doing that, you and God are seeing the same thing. The more difficult thing is to hold up the mirror to see our souls, our spirits, in that same way. Our flesh is more easily identified. It's more easily outlined. The ideals that we have in terms of physical beauty are more clear to us by the cultural standards we accept, and yet we hardly ever measure up to them. And we sometimes beat ourselves up because of that. We start going on diets and exercise regimens and doing all this sort of thing. And it always sort of, you know, expands and contracts and expands and contracts. Usually expands more than it contracts. But nonetheless, there it is, particularly as we get older. Our souls, that's a different story. How often do we hold up a mirror to our souls? How often do we examine the depths of our heart? How often do we look at the deep spirit that is deep within us? I'm afraid, though, that even if we fail to do so, as God sees us without our clothes, on our physical presence, God also sees our souls and sees them naked. No matter how much we would try to dress them up, how many times that we would try to tell others that I really think this way or I believe that, God knows with utter and brutal honesty what it resides in the depths of our hearts. And Ash Wednesday is the one day in the church year that we take the time to remind ourselves to hold up that mirror. Not to look at our physical bodies, but rather to look at our spiritual being. To take stock as to how we measure up to that perfect spirit, which is the Spirit of God. I'm afraid, like most of us, do not measure up to any kind of cultural standard of physical beauty. Even if we come close, we're not perfect. None of us is. It is also a tale for us to understand that none of us is perfect in our hearts, in our souls. And as St. Paul says, we all fall short of the glory of God. And yet God sees that. That could discourage us deeply. It could take us down a path that would give us a sense of loss, that I don't know what else to do. It's beyond me. I can't fix this. And that's good, because it reminds us that we are powerless over the things that keep us from the perfection which God created. And that we only come to understand what it is God has made in us when we hold up that mirror and realize that we are not perfect. And that, in fact, it is only God who sees us with that utter and brutal honesty, even more honesty than we, or more honestly, I should say, that we could see ourselves, that we begin to understand that it is only by the grace and love and compassion of our God that we are brought together with our God, and in that God we are loved. That's the hard part. Because somehow we believe that we only can be loved if we are perfect. But God sees us. That could scare us, yes, but it shouldn't. Because Holy Scripture teaches us from beginning to end that yes, God made us, and yes, we are imperfect and we want to hide ourselves from the gaze of God, very much like Adam and Eve did when they took of the fruit in the garden. We don't want to appear naked before God because we can't stand what we see ourselves. And so we don't want to be spiritually honest with ourselves. But nonetheless, God sees it. And God, nonetheless, loves us. In spite of our imperfection. No, because of our imperfection. God is constantly reaching out, constantly embracing us, embracing our imperfection, pulling that imperfection to himself more deeply into his own heart, more deeply into his own life. And it is there that we are changed and transformed. It is only there that we can be changed and transformed. And that's what this day is about. To remind us that we are not perfect. To remind us that if we are utterly honest with ourselves, we begin to realize that we are powerless over changing our own lives. And that it is only in the grace of God and the love of God, which is made manifest to us in Jesus Christ, that we begin to understand how deeply God cares, how profoundly God loves us, how joyful we should be because we are able to stand naked before our God and he gives us his Valentine anyway. God is asking you this day to look carefully at the mirror. No, not the mirror in your bedroom, but the mirror that he holds up to you this night and asks you to look honestly at your heart and ask yourself where your treasure truly is. To ask yourself where you have placed your heart, your life, your values. And if you have given them over into the very loving and warm embrace of God, then rejoice. But to the extent that we have failed to do so, to the extent that we still need to be changed and transformed, then allow the grace of God to do its work. But to do that, we first have to admit what needs to be changed. That's what this night is about. Holding up the mirror, being brutally honest with ourselves, because God already sees what's there, and then seeking to have God change and transform it as we enter this Lenten journey. For it is a journey that can take us to the glory of the resurrection. But we cannot get there without the passion, the suffering of the cross. And that's what this night is about. To help us understand that this is the way to perfection. To allow God to strip away from us all our own self-delusions and our maskings, so that we can begin to see ourselves as we truly are. And in doing that, allow the God of love and life to embrace us, to hold us, and to sweep us up into his arms. Then we will know the love of God. Then we will be well on our way to seeing the glory of the risen Lord. Then we ourselves will be changed, transformed, and transfigured into the very image of Christ. So maybe it's a happy coincidence that today is Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day, because it reminds us of the power of love. The power of love to cleanse and change and transform. The power of love that comes only from God. A God who loves us in spite of ourselves sometimes, but a God who always loves us because we are God's children.